Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today our hosts are me, Garrett Vincent from Willits High School.
Me, Sophia Giachal from Laytonville High School.
Me, Dominique Huget from Laytonville High School.
And me, Michael Hernandez from Laytonville High School.
Youth Speaks Out has done many programs on the effects of marijuana, alcohol, and other drugs have on the adolescent brain. In 2013, we did a show called Getting High Beyond Drugs. The goal was to talk about activities that enhance our self-well-being without the use of substances. The hosts discussed their favorite methods of getting high that did not involve drugs, and then they asked the listening audience to join in and share their recipes for evaluating their moods. The show was a big success, and we want to update it today.
One of the facts we have shared from Ralph Cantor's presentations was that much of the pleasure that comes from ingesting cannabis is due to a release of dopamine in the brain. Dopamine belongs to a class of chemicals known as neurotransmitters, which are chemicals used by the brain in transmitting signals. Dopamine is known as the feel-good neurotransmitter and is responsible for feelings of happiness and pleasure. Dopamine influences sleep, mood, attention, working memory, thinking, and motivation. Dopamine acts in particular areas of the brain to mediate the sensation of pleasure from rewarding activities like eating, sex, dancing, going to a great concert, heart-pounding workouts, and some spiritual practices. When dopamine is released as a result of cannabis or other substances, the effects are more intense and longer-lasting. Because dopamine normally functions in learning, attention, and motivation, the amplified signal strongly links drug-taking and pleasure, producing a strong drive to repeat the experience.
The side effects of cannabis can include confusion, memory loss, fear, and energy depletion. As the effects of cannabis wears off, there may be a natural desire to ingest some more, release some more dopamine, and start over again. One of Ralph Cantor's points was that adolescents who regularly use cannabis do not develop other ways to achieve happiness and pleasure. It is easy to just take another toke. And the adolescent brain is developing patterns of how to experience pleasure and happiness, and these connections will be retained for life. So not finding out how to get high without substances can be a real impediment for the adult. Since the beginning of time, humans have enjoyed getting high. Beyond taking consciousness-altering substances, most people have activities that make them euphoric. Some of these activities involve physical exertion like dancing, running, sports, working out, and sex. Some people get high from mental exertion like making music, creating art, reading, writing, and concentration. Some people get high from yoga, meditation, praying, video games, fasting, and raising livestock. Some people love thrilling activities like rock climbing, roller coasters, motorcycle racing, and skydiving. Seriously, the range of activities that give people sensations of happiness and pleasure are vast.
There are also dietary ways to increasing dopamine levels. Dopamine is synthesized from the amino acids tyrosine and phenylalanine. Eating foods rich in these amino acids helps the body make more dopamine. These include protein and dairy-rich foods such as cottage cheese, chicken, turkey, lean red meat, milk, yogurt, and low-fat cheeses of all types. Also, B-complex vitamins encourage dopamine synthesis. Exercising 30 minutes a day will increase dopamine levels. You could take a brisk walk or jog daily to encourage the brain to produce dopamine naturally. Another way is to get a massage. The power of touch stimulates dopamine production. Even less formal touching, such as affectionate hug, temporarily raises dopamine levels. Get more hugs and massages to naturally increase dopamine levels.
What we would like to talk about today is what we do that brings us pleasure and happiness. And we want much of today's program to include you, the listening audience, to call in and share what activities you do to experience pleasure and happiness. What makes you high? What gets your dopamine flowing? And how did you discover this source of pleasure? If we share these tools for happiness, especially the ones that are inexpensive and have few side effects, maybe we can create a higher community. So let's begin by going around and having each host describe the activities that lead them to feel centered, happy, and not distracted. and let's explain how we discovered this pursuit and what the physical and emotional state is like. Dominique, what do you do that makes you feel high?
I like to do a lot of physical activity. I like to work out a lot at home. I have a punching bag and weights and stuff at home, and I do that quite a bit. And I used to take martial arts, and that used to help quite a bit too. How about you, Garrett?
I skate a lot and snowboard and like to go on really long hikes. I think just like the adrenaline rush makes like my dopamine flowing. That feeling you get when you just don't think you're going to come down to the ground is really cool. Or the feeling when you think you're coming down too fast. It's all good. All the adrenaline, all that. Michael?
I like playing sports like football, basketball, and baseball. I have a bunch of footballs and basketballs and baseballs at my house, and I have a hoop outside and stuff. And I also like eating foods like cheeseburgers, pizza, lasagna, spaghetti, all kinds of stuff. What about you?
Do you play like school sports, like school?
Yeah, I play on the football team and the basketball team and the baseball team.
Right.
What about you, Sophie?
I do a lot of music and art. I enjoy, I play a lot of instruments. I think about 7. I play guitar, piano, violin, bass, drums, and a couple others that I'm not sure if I can remember right now. I like doing art when I'm listening to music because for some reason it just doesn't distract me as much as it does other people. I also like building and programming robots, just from parts that I find, and it's really fun to have the material to do that.
How'd you get into building robots?
When I was younger, my grandma and my grandfather paid for a week of robotics and building and programming camp. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I learned a lot of interesting tools, and I got to be around other people with the same interests as me.
Right. Do you have, like, a genre of music that you stick to playing?
No, I listen to everything and I play everything because it's a lot easier to do it that way than just to stick to one and get in a loop.
Oh, yeah, of course. Is there anyone that you think is, like, more fun or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, everyone has their own levels of fun.
Yeah.
It depends on what mood you're in.
What's your favorite instrument to play?
Right now, currently, I'm mixed between guitar and piano because I'm learning how to sing and play at the same time, and I'm writing my own music.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you like to draw? You said you're into art.
I don't. It's more just, it's not necessarily a laid out thing. I kind of just draw whatever happens. It's not like I pick something specific to draw and then draw it, unless I'm tracing or freehand tracing, which is fun. Yeah.
Dominique, how'd you get into the whole working out, because like I know it takes a lot of takes a high like level of anything to just do working out all the time, like
I kind of been really active my whole life between chopping wood and driving around ATVs, stuff like that. I've kind of been pretty active, and then when I moved up here a couple years ago, they had a martial arts program and stuff, so I took that, and that got me into wanting to work out a little more. So I got a punching bag at home, and then I went and got a weight set and everything like that, and now anytime I feel like I just want to let off steam or something, I go and work out, and it helps quite a bit, and it's fun.
Have you done any like actual like fights like in a ring or anything?
No.
Like that?
No. I was supposed to go to a tournament, but I could not afford it, so I had to get out of that and stuff. But now I pretty much just stick to working out and stuff, and yeah.
Do they offer any classes like that at your school?
No, they Sophie's mom actually runs Long Valley Dance Center and stuff, and they have tons of different programs like kickboxing and all that sort of stuff, and that's what got me started on martial arts and stuff like that. It usually you can go after school and stuff like that, so it made it easy to go to school and still do what I wanted to do.
Right. Michael, what's your favorite food?
Favorite food? I have to say Mexican food, like burritos, tacos, pozole, all of it. I just love it.
Yeah. What's the weirdest food you've eaten?
Weirdest food? I haven't really ate them with that kind of like weird foods or exotic foods before or anything like that.
Really?
What's your least favorite food?
Yeah.
Least favorite? I'd have to say sushi. Sushi's nasty.
Yes.
I do not agree with that.
I agree.
I don't agree.
I guess it just goes like music.
That's true. That is very true.
So
what about you? Like, how did you get into skateboarding and all that fun stuff, huh?
Well, I don't really know. I used to, like, play Magic a lot and, like, hang out with a bunch of friends, and we'd just, like, go play Magic. And then one day I got a skateboard and was like, oh, I think I want to try this. So I started going to the skate park, like, every day, and it turned into a thing. And then my mom took me snowboarding when I was, like, 10, maybe, something like that. And we stayed in, like, a cabin for a week, and we took lessons, and I had so much fun that we just kept going back every year. And now it's like, I don't know, when you just like, when you're on the mountain at the very top and you look down and you see like there's just a little bit of wind coming in, you can see the snow on top just like go over your board a little bit. It's like no other feeling in the world. It's insane. Way better than any drug. It's crazy.
Where do you snowboard?
I've been snowboarding at Heavenly recently just because my brother, he's a ski instructor, so we get discounted tickets instead of like $130. It's like $60, which is cool. I like Shasta a lot, but usually it's a lot lower elevation than Tahoe, so there's not a lot of snow all the time, but it works out. It's really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Michael, so what's, like, do you think about anything, say you're playing football, do you think about other things while you're playing football, or is it just football, or are you, like, that focused on the game?
Yeah, it's just football. Like, when I step onto a football field or a basketball court or a baseball field, all I'm thinking is whatever sport I'm playing. I don't think about anything else. I get really focused on what I'm doing.
Yeah. So does that go for everyone? Dominic, are you, when you're boxing or working out, is that the only thing you're thinking about, or?
Yeah, usually as long as I crank my music up pretty loud, I can block out everything else, and then, yeah.
Sophie?
All right, so when I'm doing something, like I play a sport every once in a while, I play soccer, and I usually focus on the game, but sometimes I don't, because I like realize something like, oh, I left my bag in the car, I shouldn't have done that. Then I realize I'm like, oh wait, I'm supposed to be playing the game. Oh god. I usually play defense, so if I'm lucky, the offense will have caught the ball.
There you go.
Yeah. How about you?
So for snowboarding, the only time you really think is when you're on the lift, and you're on it so often that you do think about things, but it usually all involves snowboarding, which is interesting, and you meet people and have great conversations in that time. But when you're on the hill and you're going down, that's the only thing on your mind, because like you don't really have enough time to think about anything else, especially because I do terrain parks, so it's like jumps and rails and stuff. When you're in the air, you don't really have like a lot of time to think about anything. You don't really think about anything at all. You don't even think about landing. You just go up and then you're down. But there are those moments that go in slow motion for skating too, where you're just like, I'm up here for a really long time, and it's kind of cool and very scary.
I'm flying.
Yeah, exactly. It's super fun.
Have you skied?
I went cross country skiing once when I was like 10, and it was horrible. And I never do it again. But, I don't know. My brother started skiing a couple days ago, or a couple months ago, I should say. And he's been enjoying it. So I might try it, but I feel like there's too many things to think about.
Like, I think skiing's pretty fun. I've tried both skiing and snowboarding. I started out snowboarding and then went into skiing.
Yeah, and you like it better?
Yeah. Well, no, but it's okay. Yeah.
It's tolerable.
To each their own advice.
Yeah.
To each their own advice.
But, so like the slow moments that I was happening, does that happen to any of you guys?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
so for me, what happens if I'm in the air, everything just, like, time just, like, stops. Like, you can see everything, you can figure out what you're gonna do with, like, whatever, especially if you're, like, doing a grab or something, like, you know where your hand's going and you can feel it, like, that moment. Like, I feel like it would happen in sports a lot.
Yeah. Like, when I'm playing football, and, like, when the quarterback throws the ball, like, and I'm playing wide receiver or cornerback, like, it seems like the ball's in the air for so long.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Or, like, in basketball, when someone takes a shot, like, I don't know why, but it seems like it takes forever for that ball to come down.
Yeah. So you play baseball, too?
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like, during plays that it takes a long time?
Like, in all sports I play, like, the plays seem way longer than usual to me.
Yeah. Does the game seem longer, or is it short to you?
Is, like, the game altogether seems shorter, but, like, the plays seem longer. It's weird.
Yeah, I got you. Well, like, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Well, I know those type of moments where it feels like time stops when you're in a martial arts competition, because I took classes with Dominique for a while, and I actually got to go to some of the competitions. And this one time I was placed against this really big girl who was like two belts above me. I did not succeed in that one, but what happened is that, so I was squaring up, getting ready, right? I was getting ready and everything. As soon as they said Jubi Sujak, which is ready, go, or fight, she immediately attacked me with a front kick and hit me right in the head. But before that, this moment they said ready, go, it's like time stopped.
Yeah.
And then I felt somebody kick me in the head. It's really intense in those situations. It's a lot of fun, but it's also really scary.
Yeah. By you, Dominic?
No, I feel like you just keep on swinging and swinging. It just keeps going.
Didn't you ever spar in the class?
I sparred quite a bit, yeah. I got put with a few different people in the class, and it was okay. It never really seemed like it went slow, to be honest with you. The people who he put me with were always younger than me, and they were like, I was a freshman, so they were in 8th grade, and they were boys and stuff. And so they never, just because I'm a girl, I think they kind of figured, you know, they don't want to hurt me or something. But it just never seemed like it went really slow. It's like, as soon as it started, it was over. And they were sitting there, and it's just like, well, that was fun. It just never seemed like, it's just the rush starts, and then it ends. And then from there, it's done.
Yeah. So is there any, like, thing you do to keep yourself energized while doing martial arts, anything like that?
I just put as much into it, and I keep going and keep going, and I just eventually get pumped up to the point where anything I do just seems like it's getting me going.
Yeah. Michael, do you have any, like, pre-game anything, like?
Well, usually before a game, I'll get by myself and just kind of get my own mind and really get focused and zoned in on the game, and try not to have too many distractions outside of whatever sport I'm trying to play.
Yeah. So, do we all, we can all agree that we all listen to music?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, like, especially, I've seen, like, pre-game rituals for stuff like that, where they'll listen to music, and then they'll dance around and stuff. Like, does anyone do that?
Well, for me, sometimes I'll do it, sometimes I won't. It just kind of depends on what kind of mood I'm in before the game to get myself zoned in.
Yeah. What's your favorite musical genre?
I'd have to say probably hip-hop and rap.
What about you, Dominique?
I honestly listen to pretty much everything. Yeah. I have a variety of music that I like to listen to.
Do you dance?
Where people can't look and see, yeah.
In the confines of your own room.
Yep.
Sophie?
I listen to everything, mostly because I like to understand what the artists are doing, because it's a lot easier to write music if you know what everyone wants to hear.
Yeah, so you do want to write music.
Yes, definitely. I enjoy it a lot. It's hard, but that's why you gotta do it.
Yeah. Do you dance? I feel like you dance.
Nope.
No? You don't dance?
Oh. The confines of my own house.
Have you wrote any songs? I know you mentioned you like to write songs.
Yeah, I've written a couple, but after a couple of tragic incidents in the last year, I wrote a couple. And yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. But, have you performed anything?
A couple of times I went to Laytonville Farmer's Market at Harwood Hall on Mondays, and I played there for a while, and I did play some of my music that I wrote, so that was pretty cool.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's super awesome. I have a lot of favorite genres. I probably have to say rap's probably my favorite at the moment, but I like weird rap, like the underground rap.
I like that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah. Basically any rap that's not on the radio.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Same here.
I don't know, I listen to just about everything though, and my friends have a whole bunch of different music tastes, so I listen to their music as well. And I'd say I dance a lot. Yeah, I get bored and I just dance. I just like, it's not good. Because I can't dance, but I like to dance a lot and just kind of flail. It's always fun. Any of you go into concerts?
I really want to go, but I haven't yet, unless the festivals count.
Yeah, they all count.
They all count? Yeah. Well, then I've been to festivals, plenty of festivals. The music was pretty good.
Rad. Dominic?
Nope.
No? If you could see anyone in concert, who would it be?
Oh.
Off the top of your head.
I don't know. I really don't.
I would go to Aftershock.
I don't know what that is, but cool.
it's tons of different, yeah.
So Aftershock is a big, it's like a 3-day event where a whole bunch of different metal and rock bands get together in an area, and they just play.
It's like a 3-day mosh pit.
On different times, with 3 days, yes.
Nice.
It's like all count as one concert, though. So.
Michael?
I've never been to any concerts before.
Yeah. I've personally been to a couple shows. They've all been here, though. I went to one in Covelo. It was a reggae show. It was pretty cool. I went to Verbal Abuse in Willits, and then like Sundays in the Park. Woo! Sundays in the Park are cool. That's about it.
So I know that sometimes fear can release dopamine, like the adrenaline rush you get from getting scared or scaring somebody. Like, I don't know, just how does getting scared make you guys feel?
Well, that's basically all my hobbies are just one big giant scare tactic. I don't know. I think, like, especially, like, if I fall, like, for some reason, if I'm skating, it doesn't hurt. If I'm snowboarding, it doesn't hurt until, like, the next day, and then it hurts a lot. So I just, like, I don't know, so much adrenaline that it doesn't really matter. What about you guys?
I don't really I don't like activities that are kind of scary, you know what I mean? Like roller coasters and stuff like that, I'm not a big fan of. I just don't like being scared. Like scary movies, I don't like scary movies.
Oh, I hate scary movies. Yeah. I can't watch them without like three friends.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm so bad at scary movies. If you want to make me cry, that's how you make me cry. But they're fun at the same time.
Yeah, definitely, if you have a couple of friends.
Yeah. Especially if like you have that one friend that you know is more scared than you.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's the person you go with.
Yep.
About you, Dominic?
Honestly, like, most of the stuff I know obviously doesn't scare me or anything, but roller coasters and stuff like that, I will have to admit, I am terrified of.
Yeah.
I do not like them. Horror movies, I love horror movies. I could watch them on end, day after day. They don't do anything to me, so
yeah.
It's kind of fun.
So you said you sparred with people, but they're all kind of younger.
Yeah.
So you weren't really scared of it.
No. No, they were all way younger than me and have already, like, tried talking to me or something. So I'm like, you know, I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah. Do you think if they were, like, bigger and, like, maybe more intimidating, you would be scared? Or
no. Honestly, I've been sparring with my dad and his friends my whole life growing up, boxing with them and stuff, so it's pretty much, it's honestly kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's not as much of a challenge, though, but it's still fun.
That's rad. Well, Sophie?
Oh, yeah. I know that when I sparred in the class, it might have been at different times, but I sparred with kids who are older than me. Couple times. I don't think I ever sparred with you.
Nope, I was stuck with boys.
Yeah, I got stuck with a boy who was a little younger than me by like 1 year. Then I got stuck with a man who had a kid.
Nice.
A man who had a kid.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. Were you scared?
A little, because he was so much bigger than me. They both were kind of taller than me. So it was a little like, oh, size over skill. attempt.
You said you performed at Farmer's Market. Were you scared to do that, like, the first time you did it?
No, mostly because I know all the people who go there, because I'm a resident of Laytonville, and it's easy to get to know people.
Yeah.
And my mom runs Long Valley Dance, so I meet a lot of the kids and their parents. And then pretty much people who go to Farmer's Market is the parents without the kids, because school's going on. The days that I went, there wasn't any school, though.
Gotcha. Have you, like, posted anything on YouTube or Facebook or anything like that?
Not yet. I have not gotten up the courage to do that yet.
So that's a fear you could overcome.
Definitely. She really should, especially with the guitar. I've heard her play on the guitar. She's really good.
Should do it.
Yeah.
We should have, like, a Mendocino County has talent or something. Start
that,
one up.
That would be interesting. Like a talent show every year annually. Mendocino talent show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be, I'd be really interested in seeing some people's talents. I feel like we'd see weird talents.
Weird.
Have you ever done anything in the talent shows that the school does in Laytonville?
I think my first time ever being in the talent show, I sung a song with my mom. I was about third grade, young, so I was like, eh. But that's probably one of the things that got me most into it, because the next year afterwards, I played Fair Elise in the talent show, which was pretty cool.
Okay, so how many of us have tried? I'm just going to list a couple, and then we're going to go back and say if we've done them. So yoga, video games, meditation, church or religious practices, gardening, or mountain climbing. So I've personally done yoga, video games, meditation, gardening, and mountain climbing. So what about you, Sophie?
Video games. I mean, video games. Lots of video games. I love video games.
Yeah.
It's a great stress relief. What about you, Dominic?
I've done all those. I don't quite get into video games all that much unless it's like, well, nothing. I really don't get into video games all that much. I'd rather be outside.
Like, what about the religious practice, though? Like, what did you do there?
I used to go to Sunday school with my aunt for about a month, and then I kind of stopped.
Yeah.
What about you, Michael?
Well, I've done all those things except for gardening and mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Are you a religious man?
Not really, but most of my family is, so some
it's kind of like born into it.
Yeah, kind of.
Bad. So do you think any of those things have a calming effect? I know for you, video games said they relax you. I love yoga. Yoga's super fun. I do it sometimes. I like meditating, but I'm really bad at it.
They're like, oh, I forgot to turn off the burner.
Yeah.
I'm gonna burn my food.
Video games. I play video games a lot. It's fun, especially when it rains, because I can't skate. Gardening. Gardening's super rad. I just started, like, a whole little mini farm at my school, and I'm growing, like, beets and basil and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I'm super stoked about that.
Are you growing tomatoes?
Cool. No, I hate tomatoes. I think they're Aww. Gross.
Tomatoes are so good,
I love
though.
Tomatoes.
I only like them on burgers, and that's it. Mountain climbing. I hiked Red Rock in Vegas. That was super fun. Super calming. I think all these things are super calming. Are you, Dominique? Which ones do you think are, like, calming?
Meditation, I used to do quite a bit. I still kind of do every now and then. That's pretty calming. Yoga is... video games for me isn't quite that calming. It's just something I do when I'm bored. Really, really bored. Gardening. I like to garden. I garden a lot with my family. We just actually recently filled up 2 flower beds with marigolds and then tons of other wildflowers and tons of other stuff.
Nice.
It's really fun. And, yeah.
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 Michael.
I think all those things are pretty calming, but what seems to help me the most in calming me down when I'm upset or angry or whatever is sports. Like, following my favorite team, seeing, like, who they have on their team, what kind of coaches, what's going on with the team or whatever. Or just, like, playing video games about
sports.
Yeah, that's, like, all the video games I have are just sports video games.
I like sports video games, too. They're pretty funny. Even though I don't play sports, I still like them.
Yeah.
Just so I can pretend.
While I'm playing them, I'm like, what am I doing? Which player am I? Oh, God.
What circle am I?
Because my brother likes playing them a lot.
Nice.
Has anybody done, like, any construction or anything? Is anyone into any building? Anything?
I like building robots. Really, no.
Yeah. Like, that's construction. Robotics
construction.
Have you
done any, like... Anything else?
Oh,
I do wood carving.
Oh, see,
something.
That's
kind of cool.
I build skate ramps with my friends sometimes, but it's more them building
it's more them
it and me watching and handing them nails and being like, "Yeah, that looks good. Good job, guys." I'm kind of like observing.
Support.
I'll cut wood with my grandpa and my dad to get firewood, so we have firewood because we have a wood stove, and. Yeah, that's what, like, cut wood, and it's pretty calming. It's pretty cool, because where we go cut, like, it's part of our property, and, like, no one's really on it, so it's just, like, when we go cut wood, it's just me, my grandpa, and my dad, and it's pretty cool just hanging out and talking, and it's cool to, like, bring back the wood and say, like, wow, like, look what I did, you know?
Yeah, that's super rad. I could see how that would be really fulfilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't do a lot of woodworking, but my little brother does. He has power tools, and he just loves to cut things.
It's fun. Building things is fun. Right now I'm taking a college class at the high school. I don't know if you guys... sustainable
building
technology?
Trades?
Yeah, that's building what everybody
trades.
Else calls it, but it's sustainable technology. Mendocino College is offering it. But I've been taking that now since school started, and we're working on an aquaponics right now for the high school.
Oh, really?
That's pretty
rad.
Cool. We started out doing a table, and then right now we're working on the aquaponics and a table for culinary arts the culinary arts class. And it's really fun. We do a lot. A lot of the people who are in there haven't done a lot of construction or woodworking or anything like that. So they kind of are learning too, and it's really fun and everything because we get to learn a lot about the tools. We get to make a lot of different stuff. Some people have made speakers and speaker boxes and
Rad.
Lots of other stuff. Somebody made they're making chess pieces, actually, out of wood right now. And people have made bowls and all sorts of stuff. It's pretty cool, actually. There's a lot of stuff you can make out of wood that you wouldn't think you can make out of wood. But it's fun.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a construction class at Laneville?
That's what it is. Okay, cool. We have a woodworking class too. He does a lot of guitar making in that class, so there's quite a bit of guitar making and other woodworking too. But I feel that the sustainable technology class offers a lot more about the tools and stuff like that we have to use, and gives us a better visual and hands-on work with what needs to actually be done and stuff, because there's 2 girls in the class. Literally, that's it. And only one shows up. The other girl shows up maybe once a week.
Yeah.
And so he still kind of makes it to where everybody gets the same amount of activity with what we're doing. whether it's with a chainsaw or with something else and planing and stuff like that. It's really fun.
Oh, yeah. I know I've recently been wanting to build a mud hut. It's like construction, I guess. I just really want to find a place and like go out in the woods and just find a place with clay and build a mud hut.
Like adobe
yeah. mud huts? And just cool. like a big mud hut and have like a little fireplace.
Yeah.
And it'd be awesome. I don't know why I've had this like dream for
a
long
hobbit
time.
Hole.
Yeah, exactly.
A hobbit hole.
I just want to be like, hey, you want to come see my clay house? And they're like, no, you're joking. And be like, no, I'm not. Like, let's go see it.
Let's go do this.
Like, we're going to go to my clay hut, and it's going to be awesome. And I'm going to show you all the things that I made. I've actually been watching YouTube videos about it. And there's, like, a lot of people that build mud huts in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, they're pretty... They're not quite rare, really.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, and I've seen, like, little huts, like, walking... in the woods sometimes, like in Brook Trails or up Hearst, like he'll be walking and be like, whoa, that's a house to someone. That's awesome. Like, that's what I want people to think when they walk by my mud hut. Like, I don't know. It's a weird idea, but it's really fun.
All right. So now we invite you, the listening audience, to add the ideas presented here today. We are open to your questions, comments, and insights. We are in the Willett studio, and our phone number is 707-456-9991. Our question to the listening audience is, what makes you high? What activities have you found that give you a strong sense of pleasure? What calms you down, beyond drugs, beyond sex?
Do you read or write books? Do you do yoga? How does a massage make you feel? Do you participate in sports? Have you run a marathon? How does a long, strenuous workout feel and affect your mood?
Is cooking or eating a great pleasure for you? Do certain foods affect your pleasure centers? Do you ever fast? How does that alter your consciousness? Does a mental challenge give you pleasure? Do you play crossword puzzles or video games? Does learning new information make you high?
Are you a thrill seeker? Did you ever skydive? Ride a roller coaster? Scale a mountain? Or raft in white water? Do you pray or engage in other spiritual practices? What mental changes do you sense when involvement in a religious experience?
Do you dance? Do you do aerobics, Zumba, or move in a crowd to your favorite band? Does your lifestyle bring you pleasure? Constructing buildings, raising animals, gardening?
The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio, where we will get very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and share with the group what you do that gives you pleasure, makes you happy, and centers your being. Please call soon. This show will be over at 4 o'clock.
Ooh, so call.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we want to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah,
it makes the conversations a lot more interesting if we have another party.
Yeah, we've had a lot to say already.
I hope we're just waiting for you to put in that last number.
Yeah, all right.
And call.
If you didn't get the number, call. It is 707-456-9991. Anyone out there? Anyone?
Well, in the meantime, is there something... Oh, never mind.
We got a caller.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey there, folks. How are you?
Good.
How are you
doing?
Good. Been listening to some of the conversation. Very interesting, since I have a teenager in the house, too.
Oh, cool.
This is Kevin and Willis. Hi.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, I just caught a bit of one of you expressing a desire to perhaps, or trepidation maybe, of singing in front of an audience type thing, or the subject of a talent show came up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a shameless plug also, but it's also an opportunity maybe for you or anybody else, young people listening. On May 7th at the high school, there's going to be a variety show that I'm producing.
Which high school?
Willits High School.
Okay.
All right.
It's our fourth annual. We've So that would mean we've done it three times already. This will be the fourth. And we encourage, as a producer and the board of the food bank, we're encouraging anybody in the community to come on to our auditions, which I have dates for, but not to be afraid to show off whatever small or large talent you have, because it's all friends and family and neighbors in the community, and we're just going to have fun that night.
Cool, that sounds really great.
So when are the auditions for anyone
out
there?
Well, we've got a couple auditions planned for the end of the month, the 29th and the 30th, 7 o'clock at the Methodist Church.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday perhaps. But also there are some other dates in April, the first two Saturdays, if you wanted to show up at 9 in the morning, we're also... Cool. Looking at what people have to show.
Okay.
You know, and it's not a talent show. This is a variety show, which means we have a variety of talent, and talent of all levels and ages and sizes and shapes. There's no judging of the talent. It's just, hey, if you've got something you want to do, and it's, you know, appropriate, of course, for the audience. There's a very good chance you can get yourself on stage and experience that rush, that high that you get when you're in front of an audience, a whole bunch of people, nervous as heck, but then when you're done and you get the big applause, it's so wonderful.
Cool. Well, thank you for that.
So I won't leave a number, but you can contact Willits Community Services and Food Bank, and you can get more information there.
Okay. All I have a question for you.
Yes.
So what makes you high beyond drugs and sex?
So I think somebody mentioned woodworking, but I like working with wood when I can, building little projects around my house. You know, just it's working with the hands and creating something, whether it be an artistic bent, because I like to work with metal and wire sometimes, or working in wood. You know, you get in that space where you're just lost in your project, right?
Yep, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, it's very similar to when I've played basketball in the past. You get into the zone, right?
Yeah.
You get in the zone, you're in that zone. I mean, there's nothing better at that point. You just feel like you're floating in air, every shot's going in, whatnot. So, you can. I've very multiple times have gotten very fine feelings playing sports, and now I'm a little older, it's more...
Yeah.
Project-oriented and working with my hands and making stuff come into reality.
That's good. Well, thanks for calling.
You bet.
You have a great day. And
You too. Hope to see somebody from the youth on that stage. It'll be really fun.
Definitely. I'll
thank
check
you.
It out.
All right. Very good.
Have a good one.
You too.
Good day.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Maluma from Willits.
Hi. Hey.
Hey, have you guys ever gone skydiving?
No, but
I've wanted to.
I just turned 18, so I'm planning on doing it. My dad's listening to this right now, so he's probably freaking out, but that's okay.
It's one of the best things I've ever done. It really got me high, and it's very spiritual, too, at the same time. And it does have that slow motion effect, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you do a lot of thrilling things to get you high or more endorphins released?
No, I don't really. You know, that was it for me. I love to dance, and that gets me high too.
Yeah.
What made you decide you wanted to go skydiving one day?
My best friend said, "Hey, you want to go skydiving?" I went, "Yeah."
That's awesome.
So we just went down to Santa Rosa, and I really highly recommend it. Great. Yeah.
Where did you skydive?
Out of the airport in Santa Rosa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And you get, like, you do a tandem thing. You jump with somebody that knows what they're doing.
That's
of course.
Good.
Well, I'm just going to jump out of the plane with no idea what I'm doing. Yeah, okay. This seems totally safe.
Right. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say that.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye. So, Our phone number again is 456-9991. 707 area code. Sorry. So that was cool.
Skydiving.
Yeah, oh, that's crazy.
How many people? Like fun, how many people want to go skydiving?
I do.
I'm afraid of heights.
I honestly.
Yeah, I'm afraid of heights too.
I'm like, no thanks.
That's why you should go.
Yeah.
Not be scared of heights
Give
anymore.
Give you that fear factor.
To fall?
fall.
To just free fall. No, no thanks. Caller, you're on the air.
Okay, so I guess for some of us, it's the simple thing. Skipping rocks, for some reason, does it for me. I don't know if it, because it brings me back to my childhood, or just it's a challenge for me to stay focused on seeing how many times I can get a skip across the water, so I just wanted to share that.
That's really cool. Yeah, there's definitely a euphoric aspect there.
Do you think it's like the absent mind of you just know how to move your arm to get it to skip a certain amount of times? You think that might cause like a euphoric feeling?
That might be part of it, or the motion of using your whole body, like from one side all the way out to the extension of your arm, and then just, you know, watching the force of how the rock just goes across the water, maybe even bring you back to the time of when you're in the womb and you're kind of like swinging back and forth inside the womb. It might be a reminder of that.
Yeah, and there's also that conversion of energy.
Yeah, like watching it skid across the water as if it was falling or rolling across Earth. Isn't that like totally cool?
Yeah, it is totally cool. And then, of course, there's the choice of the rock, too. Which
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You have to look for a good rock to be able to skip it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank
cool.
You.
Thank you for
Thank
calling.
You, caller.
Okay, so our phone number, again, is 707-456-9991.
Do not be afraid to call. We do not bite.
Only a little.
No,
nibble,
I don't
not
think
bite.
So.
Yeah, it's a nibble.
Caller,
you're
on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
So I think you're asking what gets people high beyond sex and drugs.
Yeah.
And seems that, well, sex and drugs are usually expensive one way or the other. It'll always cost you something. I think artwork. Creativity.
Yeah, I love art.
You can count on that. Even people who don't, you know, haven't been told they're talented, you know, with the clarinet or drawing, painting, there is a certain thrill, you know, that comes from accomplishing something that is artistic.
Yeah.
No one ever sees it. It doesn't matter that, you know, you're not going to do this because it's going to be in a gallery someplace. You're just doing it because it helps the eye.
It helps you, like, fulfill something inside of you, like, oh, wow, I did that. That is my creation.
Yeah.
It's like when a mother gives birth, right?
Well, that one I wouldn't know about. But.
Well, no, but it's like if you have a dog and you raise it, and it's like, this is my dog. I love my dog.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not because
he's
going to do tricks and be in the circus or Rin Tin Tin or anything.
No,
yeah, it's just
going
like
to be
my
dog. It's going to be like, it's my dog. I love my dog.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a great feeling.
The I'm going to turn the radio off so I don't have a echoplex here.
Oh, thank you.
But, someone, a friend of mine, once said at a panel discussion we were on, I'm an artist, and we were all talking about, you know, why kids should learn art or learn anything, you know, creative. It's not because you don't send your kids to learn to play piano lessons because you think he's going to be, you know,
a star,
or anything.
Yeah, you do it because they think they're going to have fun, right?
Fun, and they and it's creative, and they learn to solve problems in a different way than, you know, our reading, writing, arithmetic version of schooling is just, you know, right-brained, or rather left-brained mentality. And those who are right-brained, who are more creative, they can learn to solve problems like, you know, say building something. You look at it from a different point of view, and it's not to accomplish, you know, that I'll grow up to be a great piano player or violinist, that this will contribute to my work as an architecture, as an architect, you know, that it can contribute to your work as, you know, doing anything else, because you're learning to solve problems in a different way. That's why I think the value of creativity and fostering creative art is kind of undervalued. It's under.
So you're saying it should be more valued in our schools?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Oh, do you think that art and music should be more valued in our school systems?
Well, I think it virtually doesn't exist in most schools.
I agree.
Well, I know in Laytonville we have an art class. We also have band, which is pretty cool, and it's elective. And if you, it doesn't even matter if you have talent for art, but in band, sometimes it matters.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is something that you can do throughout your life. You know, in, like I say, in your spare time, if you ever have any. Art, it doesn't have to be, again, you know, I'm going to make an oil painting, so I've got to get a canvas stretched and I've got to have turpentine and all this other gear. No, you can just, art can manifest itself in so many creative ways that are very low cost and un-technological. I guess the same thing applies to, you know, computer artists. I mean, now there's all kinds of things you can do in Photoshop.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know how to use a computer, so I have no idea. But I think for kids growing up now to take seriously creative art as much as they take science or mathematics or...
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree.
Or English grammar, that should be something that's promoted.
Yeah. I agree.
You have a good show. That's really good to hear you.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. For those of us who tried to call earlier, we were talking. So, you know, if you need the number again, it is 707-456-9991. Please talk to us. Call us. We would love to hear your opinions.
Ooh.
Caller, you are on the air.
Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So one of the things that turns me on and makes me feel really good is small, random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I see at the restaurant, for example, I see a caregiver taking out an elderly or a handicapped person to lunch and help, and going out and helping them with their lunch. And I pay for their lunch, and I just leave, and I don't want the guy to tell them who paid for their lunch and things like that. So, or weeding somebody's garden or helping somebody paint a fence, painting it while they're away, I think is what is the really excitement, the secrecy of it all.
That's good. Not a lot of people have that quality nowadays.
Yeah. So I just wanted to put that little 2 cents worth in there.
Cool.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Ooh, sorry.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Hugh from Point Arena.
Hey.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. That's far.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to hear you guys. And, awesome. Of course, there's a million things that, you know, can get you excited and high and, you know, really committed. And one of the things I just wanted to mention to you guys is in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 years particularly, I've gone a lot of different places that have been kind of a little off the track, and most of the other people that I was with there were young.
Yeah.
Were in their 20s, sometimes late teens. And one was as election observers in El Salvador, and another was last year in Iran.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
The young people were so great to be with, and they were so open to their surroundings, and so really, it was obvious that... it was a two-way street between the countries and the experiences in themselves. And so I just wanted to recommend to you all to consider going to places that might require a little commitment, but would be really very interesting.
So traveling? Like,
yeah, and perhaps, and sometimes it means, you know, you can be doing something at the same time. Like, you know, if you go into the Ecuador jungle, you might be involved with an environmental thing to help the... Amazon with the oil that's all draining in there, or in El Salvador, you could be an observer to an election in that country that has had all such terrible problems in the last, 50 years, and a lot of them have been encouraged by the U.S.
Yeah, and like when you see something that you finished, like a project you did, and you're like, wow, I did that.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, there are groups. Mm-hmm. You could contact groups. If you decided you wanted to travel, you can, you can go on the net and find your way to interesting kind of avenues into these different places.
I've been recently looking into the Peace Corps, and I was wondering if you have any opinions on any other ways of doing that.
The people I went with into El Salvador is called the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador, and it's initials CISPES, and it's been in existence since 1980 when the Civil War was still raging, and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands were being killed, and it's been going since then, and they've been election observers, bringing educational materials down there, bringing into agriculture down there, all kinds of different projects, and it's a wonderful organization.
That's really rad.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
a lot you. For your show, you guys, and good luck to you all.
Oh,
Thank
yeah.
you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks for calling.
Well, one thing that I want to just point out is I think comedy would also help with making people feel better.
Yeah, yeah, good laugh.
Saying jokes and yeah.
That's all right.
One of my favorite things to do all the time.
All righty, well, that's all for this month's edition of You Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Dominique.
Me, Sophia Jeja.
Me, Garrett Vincent.
And me, Michael Hernandez.
Laytonville Healthy Start Coalition Drug-Free Communities Project is proud to support this month's You Speaks Out. Our Environmental Prevention Strategies in the Community, also known as EPIC, is a project funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Through our organization and coalition, we are working towards reducing youth substance abuse through a variety of strategies in the Laytonville community. If you are interested in learning more about our efforts, please contact Laytonville Healthy Start at 707-984-8089 or email Jama at jamashields@pacific.net.
You Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of a show, and listen to many hours of previous programs in streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. You Speaks Out is normally aired on the first Sunday of each month. Our next show will be in 2 weeks. That is April 3rd at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in April.
So I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does doing radio make you high?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, just talking about something that like I wouldn't normally talk about with people I wouldn't normally talk to.
Yeah. Right. It's just, you meet new people.
It's fun.
Without even meeting people, you meet new people.
Yeah.
Because they listen to you on the radio.
It gives me a sense of improv. Because like I don't have time to really think about what I'm going to say, so I just kind
it's
of
like
say
on the
it.
Spot. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Well, for me, it's more of like a thrill seeking because I've never done anything on the radio, so I definitely had butterflies before I got on here.
It's also weird not seeing who you're talking to and hearing yourself through headphones. It's really, really weird.
I think that's kind of cool because you're like, oh, hey, cool. I get to talk to people that wouldn't normally come up to you and talk to you on the street about these things. Which is also just really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much.
Cool. All right, guys.